KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Everything else seems to be falling out of orbit these days, so why not the moon? That's what happens in Moonfall. This zestfully ludicrous disaster epic springs from the mind of Roland Emmerich. He's the man who gave us the alien attack and Independence Day and the Earth freezing over in The Day After Tomorrow. After 2 years of COVID theater closures, zestfully ludicrous may be just the ticket for a film that's showing nationally on big screens. The question is whether it's ludicrous enough, and the answer is maybe, but no better than maybe. The film is less like a full-fledged story than a series of notifications you might get on your phone. If anyone can save our planet, it's a trio consisting of Joe Fowler, a former astronaut and current NASA honcho, played by Halle Berry, Patrick Wilson's Brian Harper, he's a wrongly disgraced former astronaut, and Casey Houseman, a conspiracy theorist, fast food counterperson, and unheralded genius who's faster than NASA in detecting a fateful lunar perturbation. Casey is played by John Bradley from Game of Thrones. He gets the intentional laughs, such as they are, but Brian gets the best unintentional one. His career and domestic life are in ruins, and suddenly he's asked to fly a moon mission like no other. By this time, Earth is already in chaos, what with cities beset by titanic tides, and the moon about to break up into huge planet-killing chunks. But Brian's reply is, "I don't know, I've got a lot of my own problems down here." A lot of weird stuff goes down in Moonfall. Some of it is explicable, like the camera keeping a close watch on an au pair named Michelle. She has nothing to say or do, but then, toward the end, she performs a brief, all but superhuman, and totally superfluous act of heroism. She's there mainly because she's played by a Chinese-Canadian actor, Kelly Yu, and a huge chunk of the film's financing came from Chinese distributors. Less explicably, the camera hardly notices the Chrysler Building, which has been lifted by the moon's gravity from Manhattan to the Colorado Rockies. And the movie contends that the moon is hollow, so how come no one has noticed until now? That's a question for the ages, but another one comes to mind. What if Moonfall is prophetic? Not a prophecy that the moon will fall, but that audiences in the big screen future will fall for films that carry forward the spirit of this one. Action extravaganzas in which a sufficient swirl of images and a sufficient volume of sound banish the last vestiges of connective tissue and dramatic development. Not saying they will or won't, just asking. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.